The company Oceana has filed with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to continue researching the Wrangell Narrows and Icy Straits sites, but plans to surrender a permit for Gastineau Channel. Charlie Cooper is a Massachusetts-based consultant for Oceana. He says the company has learned a lot about the tidal potential at the three sites.
We've learned that the Icy Straits area has tremendous potential to generate large amounts of electricity. We've learned that the Gastineau Channel area does not. And we've learned that the Wrangell Narrows area has certain locations that appear to have good potential.
Numerous companies are experimenting with different ways to harness tidal power and convert it into electricity, but the industry has yet to build a successful commercial generator in the U.S. Oceana says it is studying underwater windmill-like devices with blades that would be turned by tidal flow. Oceana's latest filing with the federal government seeks to take advantage of a new FERC licensing process created last year. That focuses on licensing test devices before seeking a license for developing a full tidal generation project. Cooper says the simpler process is better suited to the industry's unproven technology.
The earliest stages of development, well before any kind of a full-scale commercial development, would involve smaller scale deployment of units, perhaps only one or two units, or maybe as many as five units, that would prove how well the technology performed and then give a basis for configuring, as appropriate, a full-scale development plan.
The government requires companies that use the pilot licensing process to pursue small projects of up to 5 megawatts or less. Equipment also needs to be easily removable on short notice and not located in waters with sensitive designations. The pilot licenses are for a shorter term than for a full license, and the review process for granting a pilot license is quicker. Cooper says it also has a less stringent review.
Well, the negatives are that you don't have the give and take that would be involved if you put in preliminary licensing documents and you had various agencies commenting and shaping it so that you had a lot of time to adjust the actual application to match up to things that looked like they were going to be more acceptable. That may be less of a problem if we take a proactive approach to talking with the agencies before the application is finalized anyway.
NOAA Fisheries has filed to be involved in Oceana's permitting process, and one local fisherman has objected to the tidal power devices being located in the Wrangell Narrows as a conflict with the commercial fishing industry. In its filing, Oceana is asking for another year before it needs to submit pilot license applications. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved the new pilot licensing process for one utility in Snohomish County in Washington for that utility to test tidal devices in Puget Sound. Other utilities like Tacoma Power are holding off on tidal energy because the generation technology is not ready yet. The federal government does see significant potential in developing tidal power. The commission estimates the new generation source could double hydropower production from nearly 10% up to 20% of the nation's energy supply. Companies investigating potential in Alaska are also keeping an eye on the state's discussions over creating a renewable energy fund. Such a fund would provide grants to fund study and development of various projects for wind, solar, geothermal, wave, tidal, in-river generation, some natural gas, and hydroelectric power projects. A bill creating such a fund passed the House with bipartisan support in 2007 and had a hearing in the Senate Finance Committee in late March. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.